Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Jeep is readying the Recon EV. Renault 4 EV will debut in Paris. And Tesla expands supercharging following driver voting. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why Rivian has entered the used market to get you into one of their pre-loved trucks or SUVs. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Thursday, 26th of September. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. And welcome to a new podcast producer, part of the Patreon gang, Adam Christie. Adam, thank you so much for signing up. Last Friday, it took me 6 days to get to you, but I like to do one name a day. Everyone has their moment in the spotlight when they become a new part of the Inside Gang. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free. Be like Adam by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, the Jeep Recon is set for release. The all-electric Jeep Recon, it looks like it's going to be released soon because a reader from TFL Car recently shared photos of three Recons being transported from the factory in Mexico to Texas on the back of a low loader, and they weren't particularly hiding them or covering them up. They could have put them inside a covered car carrier, but they weren't. Well, the Recon was last featured. We last saw it in September 2022 when it was first announced as the new SUV inspired by the Wrangler, expected to start regular production early next year alongside the Wagoneer S. However, the launch could be delayed, I guess, if quality standards are not met, as recently noted by the CEO, Antonio Filosa. The sighting of pre-production models moving from the factory in Toluca in Mexico indicates that progress is being made. Initially, there were rumours that the Recon would replace the Wrangler. However, it has been confirmed that both the Wrangler and Gladiator will be continuing to be produced for now, at least. There has been a bit of a drop-off in Wrangler sales, and that led some to believe that in an EV world, they might lose that. I think, you know, Jeep losing the Wrangler in the United States is almost unthinkable. But the Recon EV will enhance the current lineup with its rugged design and improved wheel and tyre specifications. We got to see some of those pictures. Recent sightings show them with some pretty chunky Nexon Rodian ATX tyres, about 32.5 inches. Looking at these photos, the earlier ones we saw fitted with BF Goodrich ones, and this vehicle, the Recon EV, shares the same platform as the Wagoneer S. Pricing for the Jeep Recon is not confirmed, you won't be surprised to hear. But we can go on the early estimate suggesting that the entry-level sport model will cost around $60,000. Models like the Rubicon can reach about $75,000, and higher-end versions like the Sahara or High Altitude could even be an $80,000 car. So with prototypes seen in transit, more details from Jeep are expected. They, for now, are saying nothing. I know nothing. The Recon includes features found in the Wrangler, like the detachable doors and windows, making it ideal for tough terrain. If you are going off-road on the trail and the weather's not inclement, you can have the doors and the windows off. Some of that open-air feeling. Now, according to the former North American head, Jim Morrison, at Jeep, the SUV is designed to handle challenging trails like the Rubicon Trails. If you're going to go public, and he did, and said that the Recon EV would handle the Rubicon Trail, then it has to meet a certain level of off-road criteria. I think the launch sometime before the new year, late 2024, sales early next year. Images of the pre-production vehicle show a design that combines elements similar to, you could say, a bit of Ford Bronco Sport in there or Toyota Land Cruiser. So this looks very much like a Jeep that Toyota, Jeep loyal customers would like. I mentioned the Wagoneer S. What do we know about that? Well, it's said to be released soon. Starts about $72,000, but it will have over 300 miles of range, 600 horsepower. It's going to be on the STLA large platform from Stellantis. There'll be a Trailhawk edition on the options list, you would think. And so that will sit above the Recon. All right, let's move on and go from off-road to on-road luxury. Rolls-Royce. It seems they're moving ahead of Bentley in the shift to EVs. According to Automotive News, the company plans to launch not one but two new EV models soon, a crossover and a sedan. They may also introduce an electric convertible in the future. The first EV, the Spectre, which you may know is a little bit special, was released last year in 2023, and it's their vision of luxury electric performance. And the reason why it goes down so well is because Rolls-Royce used to spend a huge amount of time making the inside of their vehicles as quiet as possible. And with sound deadening, which adds weight and expense, although that's not really an issue for Rolls-Royce buyers because they're all bespoke, really everyone's different, but that is to silence combustion power and stinky old fumes come out the back. Well, what's the best thing to do if you're cruising around the French Riviera in your Rolls-Royce? Well, that is to do it on electric power, because it's smooth and quiet and has instant torque and would handle the car the weight of a Rolls-Royce. And so that's why Rolls-Royce going electric is perfect. No one's driving one of those 600 miles non-stop. They're driving it 5 miles to go and have a nice lunch or see their boat and then go home again to one of the many cars they've got. Rolls-Royce will add a full-size SUV to the lineup, all electric, smaller than the V12 Cullinan, we think. Released in early 2027. After that, they'll move on to the sedan in 2028 to replace what is the full-size Phantom. That's the flagship, right? It's unclear whether this sedan would be named Phantom. For now, Spectre serves as the replacement to the Phantom Coupe. Rolls-Royce has issued a recall for the Spectre. If you hadn't heard, there's some electrical grounding issues. I don't think the high-ticket buyers of that vehicle be very happy about that. They expect a Rolls-Royce to be sorted when it leaves the factory. They have committed to going all electric by 2030, even though over 60% of their vehicles use V12s. That was as of early this year. Last time I looked, they will get rid of combustion by 2030. Amazing, really. Now, Bentley, as I said at the beginning of the story, the main competitor to Rolls-Royce, aimed to be a leader in the move to EV. Back in 2020, I think it was, around that time, I remember Bentley announcing their full range of plug-ins by 2026 and all electric by 2030. That timeline is long gone. The brand's first EV is, I think, penciled for 2026, with maybe deliveries in 2027. The market has changed, in fairness. Right, let's go now. We've gone from off-road. We've gone luxury. Let's go back to the 1970s, because Renault 4 is coming. Renault is taking a fresh look at its past with the Renaultution strategy. Revolution, but with Renault. You got it, yeah. It's a silly name, isn't it? With all new cars like the Renault 4 and the recently launched Renault 5, which is really special. I mean, they've taken all that 70s retro blockiness, and I think it should go down really well, put smiles on people's faces in a premium small car segment. The likes of the Honda E, may it rest in peace, but also the small Mini Cooper SE and the Fiat 500. But the Renault 4 design will also echo the original model, and that's going to help it stand out. The Renault 4 is going to make its world debut at the 2024 Paris Motor Show. It was first shown as the Forever Trophy 2 years ago. Patent images suggest that the final production design is going to look similar to the concept, which is pretty funky and pretty boxy. Classic boxy hatchback shape. They're going to stretch the definition. I think they're going to call it an SUV. Please don't call it an SUV. It's not a sport utility vehicle in any way. It gets a small crossover, maybe. It's jacked up a little bit. It shares many parts with the Renault 5, because they use the same platform. But the Renault 4 will have a higher ride height, 18-inch wheels, similar layout inside with a 10-inch infotainment screen, but with its own unique materials to help it stand out inside. Recent spy photos reveal the design details, angled rear passenger windows, but not likely to have the extra window found on the Renault 4, original one. The vertical rear lights remind you of the classic Renault 4, and it's expected to include the fixed roof rails to signify it's a utility vehicle. As for pricing, it'll be more than the Renault 5, similar to the way that the Polestar 3 is actually the premium vehicle over the Renault at the Polestar 4. The bigger number isn't better. I wish Polestar had done it the other way around, because that would really help me in my head. The 3, then the 4, the cars get bigger, the pricing gets more. But it's the other way around with Renault as well. So the Renault 5 starts about 30K. This will be about 35K, we think. Built on the... Ampere, which is the new name for that bit of the business, which was going to be spun off and IPO'd, but it's not now. They have renamed their platforms. So it's the AMP, or capital A, MP, capital R, Ampere, Ampere. I love car companies. The marketing department got involved. The Ampere platform. The Renault 5 is front-wheel drive. The Renault 4 is definitely going to come with an all-wheel drive version, because they want to give it that SUV sort of look. And that would mean adding a choice for dual motors, you would think. Renault 5 comes with two battery options. So will the Renault 4 get that? The big one, 52 kilowatt hour pack, has 249 miles of range. That's 400 kilometers. The 40 kilowatt hour pack is 186 miles or 299 kilometers. The Renault 5's DC fast charging is not exactly class leading. Only 100 kilowatts peak, I think that is. That is not great, but we'll wait and see. I think it's obviously going to be the same technology under the skin. So the Renault 4 will have the same battery options, we would think, but it's larger, and the all-wheel drive would any bigger wheels as well would take a hit. So take those range numbers and I think reduce them. Right, moving on. And Ford's chief operating officer of the Model E division said that many consumers overlook the advantages of home charging and in-vehicle generators when deciding what to purchase. Marin Jaya is the COO of Model E, speaking at the Automotive News Congress in Pontiac, Michigan, earlier this week. Bit of industry news that I was following. He said that charging an electric vehicle at home offers convenience and potential cost savings compared to traditional refueling. In particular, noting that an in-vehicle generator adds you utility, enabling drivers to power devices off-grid for those who enjoy outdoor activities or require power in a remote setting. Of course, he would say that, what with Ford ProPower on board, a key selling point for the business. Well, the COO said this, and I quote, "We have a compliance requirement to sell electric vehicles, but out there, we have consumers who are fearing loss and misperceive the value. My job is to figure out how to sell and market a vehicle that people don't appreciate its value until they own it for 3 years, end quote. I disagree with that. I think you know how good an EV is in the first 5 minutes after a test drive. I think the minute you drive it and realize, oh, right, it's just a vehicle. Okay, so the battery is just another way of making it move. Oh, and it can do Pro Power on board. Oh, and it's quiet, and it's got loads of torque, and I can charge it at home cheap overnight. All those things are great. I don't think it takes 3 years to realize how good an EV is. I think after 3 years, if you're not convinced, go back to combustion or get a plug-in hybrid or something. Automotive News writes today, Mr. Jaya said Ford was working with dealers to educate customers by using tools such as Ford University, an AI-powered digital training program. Ford is attempting to change its fortunes by focusing on a low-cost, dedicated EV platform developed by a team in California. The first of multiple products expected on that platform is a mid-size pickup due 2027. Mr. Jaya said those vehicles will be vital for Ford. And before we take a break, Tesla is expanding its supercharging locations following some voting results. Tesla has updated its website with the results of its recent supercharger location voting, revealing the winners for the third quarter. The announcement was made via the Tesla charging account on X Twitter, which indicated that the new locations are now marked as in development on the company's Find Us webpage, identifiable by a trophy icon on the map. The majority of the selected sites are in the US, with additional locations in Canada and regions in Europe and Asia Pacific. Additionally, Tesla has now started the next round of supercharger voting for European locations, allowing users to view the proposed sites and vote via its website. So, where is getting new supercharging thanks to your votes? Well, for the third quarter, the winning locations in the United States: Prescott, Arizona; Durango, Colorado; Brent, Florida; Southern Pines, North Carolina; Hershey, Pennsylvania; Murfreesboro in Tennessee; Galveston, Texas; and Escalante in Utah. In Canada, it's Lake Louise in Alberta and Saint-Sauveur in Quebec. And in Europe, the new locations for superchargers, thanks to your votes, Tesla listened to where you wanted them and said, we will put them in Pula in Croatia, in Czech Republic, I think that's Hlavany, Mesto, Praha. Oh, okay. Sorry, my Czech listeners. Livorno in Italy, Ostroda in Poland, and Worcestershire in the United Kingdom. So, I love that Tesla do this. Very cool. We'll look out in 3 months' time for the next winners. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Tesla is expanding the supercharging network thanks to your voting, and Rivian are getting into the used car market. They're becoming a used car dealer, or maybe we should say pre-owned or pre-loved vehicles. I'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Well, if you heard an advert or two, maybe three. I don't know what you hear because it all depends on your IP address. If you're listening to the free version of the podcast, my podcast host does all of that. All I do is I get a check at the end of the month. And it's not for a lot, but it really helps. Certainly pay our bills. No, it's Patreon is the way that we fund this podcast since, you know, I quit my real job and just do this now, which is scary because I got two young kiddos. But heck, I'm 46 and it didn't do it now, I'd never do it. And so it's thanks to the Patreon gang, patreon.com/evnewsdaily. Individuals, organizations, businesses who put their hand in their pocket and put this show on the air every day, and they get their podcast ad-free. And we're going to rework the Patreon levels, the tiers, maybe from the 1st of October. Actually, don't worry. If you're an existing patron, you are locked in for as long as I can grandfather you in at the existing price. So if we put the prices up, you won't pay any more because you'll be locked in. And what do you want to get as a patron? I'm asking that as today's Patreon vote. I'll leave it up till Sunday, actually. And I think I've locked it down to members. But you know, you can be a free member on Patreon. So I suppose you've got to give them your email address and create a password. Another login in your life, just what you need. But you can be a free member of Patreon. So you can go to Patreon, sign up, become a free member of EV News Daily. That means you get the email first before anyone else, before the free feed, because that takes a while to come out. Patreon's instant. And you can vote on the polls that we do as well, and leave comments and take part and chat to me if you want, so which is where I spend my time. So fill your boots and have a go and see what you want to vote for in terms of the content that you want to hear on this podcast. All right, let's talk Rivian. Rivian will start selling pre-owned R1Ts and R1Ss. Aim to boost revenue as the new vehicle sales in the US haven't met their initial expectations. The company, which began leasing vehicles 10 months ago, wants to increase the ownership of the R1 vehicles. This comes after 3 years of production at the Normal, Illinois facility. Analyst Ivan Drury from Edmunds stressed the importance of pre-owned programs for building consumer trust, just like Tesla began back in the day. Earlier this week, on September 23rd, Rivian posted a pre-owned R1T quad motor large battery pack, done 16,000 miles for $62,000, down from the original price of $87,000, and you're getting it from the OEM. So it doesn't include shipping, but finance is available. I think buying it direct from Rivian would give lots of people who aren't sure about an EV a little bit more trust, and they put any worries at ease. I think, you know, you can go to a reputable dealer and get exactly the same feeling, but I understand why some people would want to go straight to Rivian. They go through their own inspections, price based on mileage and condition, but do not carry the certified label. Like CPO, certified pre-owned, it's what Tesla do. These pre-owned models maintain the remainder of their original factory warranty, which I think is pretty interesting. So go and check out Rivian's website if you'd like to know more. Now, Kia vehicles made from 2022 onwards, that's the model year, 2022 onwards, those that are telematics equipped, if you're wondering, can now receive over-the-air updates. These updates improve various systems, and the latest update, by the way, is 153 changes. It adds a new streaming service called SoundCloud, and it improves the EV route planner and new voice commands. With the Kia Connect app, you can download different digital functions from the Kia Connect store, which lets you perform remote updates if your vehicle, like I say, is telematics equipped. Thanks to a boost in recent bandwidth, these updates now happen about three times faster than it used to, and it enhances the in-car experience. The voice stuff is getting better. The EV route planner has now a split screen view for better visibility of arrival times, charging status and charging locations. And the VP of marketing and product at Kia Europe, Sjord Nipping, said, and I quote, "The array of intelligent changes available in this latest update is strong proof that over-the-air updates deliver significant improvements that enable the vehicle to get better throughout the ownership experience," end quote. He talks about how Kia is always looking for ways to improve the vehicles. It happens wirelessly. You get a confirmation message on the infotainment screen if the car is off that the update has been completed. Now, key features of the updated route planner include automatically identifying and adding charging stations on route. It can also suggest charging stations if the destination cannot be reached based on the current charge level. And it'll activate battery conditioning. Very, very important when you search for a charging station, even via voice, by the way. And it prioritizes the nearest EV station when the parking button is pressed, it says, on the on-screen infotainment. So Kia offers a one-year trial that includes two free over-the-air updates for nav, maps, infotainment. After that, you can subscribe to Kia Connect Store, €89, about £95, dollars per year. Kia says, and I quote, EV owners can use the Kia Connect smartphone app to set climate control levels now, view their vehicle's charging status, plan smart charging schedules, and check the range radius based on the remaining charge. Users can also check and change their vehicle settings directly from their smartphone, including navigation, radio, and Bluetooth preferences, end quote. So, you know, none of that is what we haven't seen elsewhere. And I'm trying to think back to when I had the sister car, the Hyundai Kona, for a year. What's that called? The Hyundai Blue Connect or something? What is it called? And I think that was all available in the app last time I did the Hyundai Kia stuff a couple of years ago. Although, obviously, I couldn't initiate downloads. I couldn't go to the Kia Connect store, the Hyundai Connect store, whatever it is, and download new apps and new updates. So that is very cool. A welcome addition. Canoe, the EV company Canoe, C-A-N-O-O, has started activities in the UK, a big step in their plan to grow globally. They have set up Canoe Technologies UK Limited to meet what they say is the rising demand in the UK's light commercial vehicle market, LCV market. Their new site is at Bicester Motion. There's loads of automotive stuff around Bicester, by the way. Been along to places like Silverstone, which is not just the racetrack, it's the museum and all the things around it. Bicester as well, if you like your heritage stuff. That's going to serve as their main hub where customers can go along, test, try out the Canoe vans made for the right-hand drive. So that's a move that supports the UK's role in the shift to electric production. The new facility at Bicester Motion, well-known innovation centre, will help introduce the electric vans to this market. Test drives, demos, tailored to the right markets. According to the UK's government's zero emission vehicle mandate, 80% of new vehicle sales are going to be EV by 2030. So Canoe will start operations in October next month in order to get going in this country. That's really, really interesting. All right, let's talk about how the charging company that I use, not Octopus for my energy, but the wall box that I have, made by My Energy. I have the Zappy version 2, very happy with it, even though it looks a little bit sort of, 16-bit Tetris game on the screen. It's got a really simple little readout on the front, but I guess that means it's, you know, not some fancy pants LED full color thing. It's probably cheaper to replace and won't break as often. So, you know, I should be grateful. But I like my energy. It integrates with Octopus Intelligent Go. And so, you know, I'm more than happy. The API of My Energy could be a little bit better. It doesn't update in my Home Assistant that often. That just could be how many times it's allowed to access it. But I'm probably an edge case. I think most people aren't worried about My Energy's API. They're a British company that focuses on smart energy. They've got a home battery solution now as well. And they say today that they're going to be working on the UK's first mass market vehicle-to-grid EV charger. And I want one. And I want one really badly. Now, there are other small-scale V2G projects in the UK. I won't get into that now. But they say it's going to be mass market and it's going to be a premium option over the Zappy product. Besides EV charging, they do what they call the complete solution. So for smart homes, and they also install it as well. There's the Eddy power diverter. And so that'll divert excess solar to go heat your hot water. But I don't need that because I've got a home battery with Solar Edge. And so any excess energy I get, it goes DC to DC, straight from the DC panels to the DC battery. It doesn't go through an AC conversion. So it's really efficient. Then if I want to heat hot water, I can do that and just then do the DC-AC conversion and go to my immersion heater, my electric hot water heater. They have the Libby home battery system as well. In the past, V2G technology has required very expensive DC current charging hardware, and it's been on a small scale. Now, Lee Sutton, the co-founder and chief product officer at My Energy, highlighting their goal to make energy more accessible saying, and I quote, "Our purpose is to remove the barrier to a greener future, and we see the current limitations around V2G technology as one of those barriers. By offering an innovative AC V2G solution for the home, we can bring this great technology to a greater number of customers," end quote. So I can't wait to see what this product is and what it looks like. There's obviously challenges to do with pulling, you know, DC power from a car and getting it into your home, which uses AC. There's, you know, grid disconnect stuff because you don't want your home being energized if the street is turned off because they're working on the grid. Otherwise, it would injure those people working on the grid. But if they get the price right and the tech right, and I think, you know, My Energy's got a great reputation, I'd love that on the side of my house. Not that I can pull energy out of my Polestar, or maybe you could pull DC from that, and that would convert to the AC. Maybe that's what the My Energy product does. So it'd be like a CCS2, you know, DC plug on the end of it. I don't know. I can't wait to see. It sounds really cool. Looking forward to it. Now, this is awesome. If you are going to go on holiday, a couple of stories now about going away, going on holiday. If you are going to jump on a ferry, there's a new ferry called the San Marlo. And the San Marlo is an electric hybrid ferry that has started sea trials now in the Far East, part of Brittany Ferries, which I know very well because I live down on the south coast of England, developed with Stena. The ferry will be transported from China to Europe in November. It'll then begin service from Portsmouth on the south coast, not too far from me. I've got to go through Southampton before I get to Pompey. I'm Bournemouth and Poole. And as you go along, you've got the New Forest, Southampton, and then Portsmouth, the two cities that love each other. That's a joke, by the way. A little bit of no love lost between Southampton and Pompey for weird historical reasons. I won't, there's like two cities that just despise each other. But and then I'm the next city along that doesn't have any feelings about either of them. We're like, well, they've both got shopping centres. But so Portsmouth is obviously a naval place. It's very famous for its, you know, its relationship with the water, and all the ferries do go from there. And so it's an electric hybrid. So when it's docked and when it's manoeuvring and when it's at shore, it's on, plugged into electric power. When it's out at sea, though, it does have to use liquefied natural gas, I should say, LNG. Easy for me to say. It's going to replace the old Britannia ship, which has been in service since 1989. And now that the new ferry service gets plug-in power from Portsmouth International Port. That's brilliant. Now, if you are going to go on holiday in a motorhome or RV, as I should call it, Thor Industries might just have the product for you. Thor Industries has teamed up with Harbinger Motors to create a Class A RV. This is an American product, and it's the world's first Class A plug-in hybrid RV. 140 kilowatt-hour battery pack, a gasoline engine for range extending, a total capacity of 500 miles or 805 kilometers, and it's built on a medium-duty electric chassis designed for Thor by Harbinger, 800-volt system, and like I say, 150 miles of electric power. That's really impressive. Big old battery pack on that, but the range is much higher than anything else that you might want to go camping with on electric power alone. But nothing in this country is very far apart. So if I'm going to go to Cornwall or Devon and do a week in a camper van and go all like the surf stuff down in the southwestern, you're hopping from site to site, caravan park to caravan park, and there's maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 miles between at the most. Obviously, in the United States, the distances are in the hundreds of miles. So EV motorhoming, RVing, doesn't work in the US. Some are trying it, but they're just the battery capacities are too small. Just the energy density of batteries. We need to wait a few years. So it needs a range extender engine in if you're going to do it in the US and cover hundreds of miles in a really big vehicle like this. You can plug it into a DC fast charger. You can refuel it with gas. And it can also be a backup power source when you've got it parked outside your home. It has solar panels, I think, on it to provide electricity to it too. And of course, got such a large battery, it would be a shame not to use it in some way. 140 kilowatt hours just sitting outside your house every day. And of course, when you're camping, that's the dream, isn't it? Because if you are completely in the middle of nowhere, you can charge your e-bikes, you can cook on induction hobs, you've got heating, you've got cooling with aircon. This looks like a very, very cool, at the minute, test vehicle. There's one of them, but I think this is probably the way forward. How are we doing for time at the moment? Okay, 27 minutes. Can I squeeze a little more in? Is that right? I'll squeeze one more in. Amazon is working to reduce carbon emissions throughout their global operations. This Chief Sustainability Officer, Kara Hurst, said during an interview at the Axios House Climate Week in New York City earlier this week that their effort is important because Amazon is one of the world's largest logistics and transportation networks. The company has announced plans to buy 100,000 electric delivery vans by 2030. They're sticking with that number. 24,000 are in use, and we're into the second half of the decade very soon. So that plan continues. In India, where Amazon is focusing on their carbon emissions, there are 7,300 electric delivery vans in operation. They're partnering with other groups as well to create a network of shared EV charging stations in Bengaluru. Amazon has committed $10 million to a public-private partnership with the C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group to help improve medium and heavy road freight in 4 cities in India and 6 in Latin America as well. You know, Amazon is so vast and so global, almost whatever they do won't be enough, because the minute they do that and add more EV trucks, then a few more flights, and Amazon have got their own airline, and that cancels it all out. So they've got to do this carbon reduction work, but as they grow, other bits of the business generate more carbon, and so very important work for them to do that they were highlighting this week. And that is your podcast for today. Hey, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your time. And I appreciate your feedback as well. If you want to become a Patreon paid member, you're welcome to become a Patreon free member. And then you can just use the comment section in there and email me and all that kind of stuff. And it'd be great to hear from you. Our partners of the show, as always, sorry, our premium partners of the show, how dare I, of this podcast, who get a daily mention for being at the front of getting the show on the air. Although our partners and our exec producers get their names in the show notes, evnewsdaily.com. So that is, you know, a really important part of the Patreon tiers as well. Although I might change that. You never know. I might add some more names to it or try and do different things to give people some more value. Oh, I don't know. But for now, thanks to our premium partners of the podcast, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie, and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.